All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys that Stan McDonald, attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee up in Huntsville, he is the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about him in just a few minutes. All right, so I don't know if you've ever seen someone trying to avoid eye contact. I mean, it can be humorous. It can also be a sign of great weakness. It can also be driven by a deep desire not to be held accountable. Don't make eye contact. Maybe it'll go away and they won't notice. My dog used to do that. I miss my dog. We lost him a few years ago, but he was our third child. A big old black Doberman Pinscher. Average weight for the breed is like 60 to 70 pounds, but my dog named Ranger, he weighed in at 120 pounds. And he could look fearsome too, y'all. But Charlene, I mean, I like to say Charlene turned him into a 120-pound lap dog. He was smart. I mean, you could speak to him in a conversational tone, and he would smile at you, too. It was crazy. Big old black Doberman with scary teeth standing almost waist-high at the shoulder. Charlene could just look at him and say, "Who's pretty?" And he would just wag that stubby tail and get all beside himself. He was a good dog. But he could be mischievous, too. He was a prankster. I mean, he loved to knock a book or a newspaper out of the way if you were reading. He did like to come up and it's like with his nose and just knock it right out of your hands. He'd go get a sock or something he knew he wasn't supposed to get and just come and stare at you, holding it in his teeth and see what you do. But sometimes he did step across the line, and he was smart. He was so smart, and he knew when he'd gone too far because he'd stop making eye contact. "Ranger, what did you do?" Dog looks away like you're talking to someone else. "Ranger, look at me." Then you have to grab his face and turn him to look right at you, and his eyes would roll off to the side. "Nothing to see here. Don't make eye contact. It'll be all right." But I miss my dog. But you know what? Avoidance is never really the best strategy. That was my dog, right? But people do that too. And what's really aggravating is when it's deliberate, like with an intent to deceive, and they even hide it, because you're not allowed to know what they know, even when they are the ones who did something wrong. Well, let me suggest to you that we're seeing that a lot in government. In government, it's an issue that needs to be enhanced because, truthfully, sunshine is the greatest disinfectant. Now, the late, great Charlie Daniels, he was an icon. He was a country music crossover. He could play just as well on classic rock channels as he could on any country channel, and wow, that man could skin a fiddle. And when you're hearing the epic fiddle battle in his classic song, "The Devil Went Down to Georgia," you're hearing old Charlie himself pulling that rosin bow across the strings. But as much as he was a music legend, Charlie Daniels is also a patriot and a conservative patriot at that. Despite the fact that he had openly supported Jimmy Carter back in the 70s because he was from the South, Daniels went on to become an ardent and very outspoken critic of all things liberal. He loved troops, he loved the flag, he loved the Second Amendment, he believed in the sanctity of life, and he loved this country, all of which he spoke out on regularly. And he had some amazing quotes. He's quoted one time as saying, "I couldn't care less about being politically correct." Outstanding. He was always on social media, especially Twitter. He ran his own account, from what I understand. I started following him early on, and I'll never forget one morning. I think I've told you all the story. One morning, somewhere around oh dark 30, I'm sitting there with a cup of coffee, and a tweet from Charlie Daniels hit my Twitter feed saying something that I thought was good. And the tweet was only a couple of seconds old when I saw it, so on a whim, I tweeted right back and wished him a good day. And to my shock, seconds later, Charlie Daniels replied back to me and wished me a good day as well. Made my day, I'll tell you that. But here I'm getting back to my point about avoidance, about not making eye contact, about lack of transparency. Because something that Charlie used to tweet on a regular basis, just a regular occurrence, you could count on seeing it on his Twitter feed like several times a week. He would just simply type the words, "Benghazi ain't going away." And I always appreciated that. He may not have had the ability to see much done about the lack of accountability for the Benghazi disaster, but he was also not going to let it be forgotten. And rightfully so. Well, I say all that to say today the news broke that 23 and a half years later, newly minted Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is apparently ordering that all Benghazi files be declassified. Really? Nearly a quarter century later, one of the greatest cover-ups in modern U.S. history is being ordered to a place of transparency. I mean, will we find out? Will we see any smoking gun that says that Hillary and Obama let them burn? I don't know. I kind of doubt it, because I suspect those files have been purged, or maybe they were on Hillary's personal server that she had destroyed. Who knows? Maybe. But maybe that one thing, that one email, that one document, that one after-action report is still sitting there in some archive or some file cabinet, and maybe we'll get to see it. But at the very least, I appreciate the fact that they're talking about opening it up, because sunshine is the greatest of all disinfectants. We lost some good people in the Benghazi attack. It was an attack that resulted in the deaths of a U.S. ambassador, Christopher Stevens, Foreign Service Officer Sean Smith, two highly decorated former Navy SEALs serving in security named Tyrone Woods and Glenn Daugherty. If you haven't seen the movie 13 Hours, I highly recommend it. Men who were abandoned by their government in the middle of a 13-hour long running gun battle. It was an epic account of bravery and the sacrifice of good men. At the same time, it's also the living embodiment of fecklessness and responsibility avoidance. It is the political version of not making eye contact because it was covered up. And keep in mind, by the way, who was in charge back during the Benghazi affair? Barack Obama was president, Joe Biden was vice president, Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. When asked about security at Benghazi, which technically was her responsibility, Mrs. Clinton repeatedly asserted that it was not her responsibility. At Senate hearings, Secretary of State Clinton threw her arms in the air and yelled, "At what difference at this point does it make?" I'll tell you what difference it makes. Those were your men, your responsibility. Those were your actions and omissions that resulted in their death, and we want to know now. And maybe we will now. Keep in mind, too, that too often when you get into a pattern of secrecy, of avoidance, of making no eye contact, that secrecy begets more secrecy. 10 years after Benghazi, Joe Biden, he actually recruited the former White House counsel who had steered the Obama-Biden response to Benghazi to be his new White House counsel again. Oh, good. The same advisors. That's the same Joe Biden then who presided over the debacle in Afghanistan, because apparently some lessons are never learned. Oh, by the way, that brings up a point. It is also understood that Secretary Pete Hegseth has now ordered a complete investigation into the Afghanistan withdrawal, and in his words, there will be accountability. I hope so. Why? Because good people died and no one ever said boo about it. And once again, sunshine is the greatest disinfectant. But there's more. We're hearing that over 2,000 pages of Epstein files have been found in the Office of the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. Huh. How about that? They have been withheld. They are now with the AG's office, and AG Pam Bondi is working on getting them revealed soon. They need to be. The only reason they're not already open is widely believed to be because of who they're protecting from embarrassment. People who are, you know, being provided a cover-up. You know, no eye contact. While we're on it, by the way, President Trump announced yesterday the John F. Kennedy assassination files as well as the Robert F. Kennedy assassination files will be released today. It's said that over 80,000 pages of documents have been withheld from the public view for over six decades. Why? What would be the point? 60 years later? Well, hopefully we'll find out. Again, transparency washes away doubt. Sunshine is the greatest disinfectant. Yeah, memories are too often short, especially when news cycles have moved on to other things. But there's a reason why transparency is actually needed. For one thing, Americans are generally curious and sometimes suspicious groups of folks, right? We want to know things. We believe in free speech, but we also believe in not suppressing speech, which means that we, generally speaking, believe that information ought to be shared. And I'll be the first to admit, though, that I fully understand that some things do deserve classification. I mean, things like open investigations, matters of national security, questions of personnel data, sure, I get it. For over 20 years, I carried personally a TSSCI clearance. I worked in special access programs where you have to be read on and then read off. So I get it. But this is not that. Because you see, the other issue that we're dealing with here is not just the fact that people want to know. It's because people deserve some accountability. Because you should never be allowed to use classifications, keeping things from prying eyes, just to cover up what someone did wrong. Classifications should only be used in matters of a sensitive nature, that their release could cause actual harm to the nation or to key individuals. Classifications and the squirreling away of knowledge should never be used as a means of avoiding accountability. So yeah, it's about time for some people to make some eye contact. Because, you know, sunshine is the greatest disinfectant. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.